Celebra las mejores ofertas en la venta solo en línea de Academy Sports and Outdoors. Obtén hasta 50% de descuento en grandes marcas a mejores precios. Y si encuentras un precio mejor, lo rebajamos un 5% garantizado. Visita Academy.com. Oferta termina el 29 de marzo. Aplican exclusiones y restricciones. Visita Academy.com de grandes premios para más detalles.
Neighbors, they sure are judgmental, always yammering on with their opinions about landscaping. But your furry neighbors, they've had it with the wood mulch.
Honey, the squirrel is mocking me again.
Switch and save with recycled rubber nugget mulch. It doesn't rot, won't feed weeds and pests, and the color lasts for more than a decade. So don't be like Steve.
It's just mulch.
Switch to rubber mulch already. Visit switchtorubbermulch.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
We have a complete dumbass who's running the country, right? Everybody concedes that we have a complete buffoon. Actually, we have an idiot wrapped in a moron soaked in imbecile sauce, right? That's Beijing Biden. Folks, the history of Joe Biden is well known to everybody, including the biased press, who pretends it doesn't exist, as if this guy got better with age. And no, he didn't. The definition of a socialist Democrat, by the way, of any Democrat, is really the older they get, they never grow up. Nancy Pelosi is as immature as a five-year-old. Because of their ideology, this whole stomping of the feet, I want, infantile, perfectly describes the ideology of the Democrat Socialist Party. So we've got Joe Biden up there, who is just a figurehead for a bunch of nameless, faceless Marxists who are using his name to destroy the United States of America. We don't have any leadership in the United States of America. Now, faced with such incompetence, you would have an opposition party that would be up there and in the face and showing a watching world just how buffoonish the other party is. But we don't even have that anymore. Both political parties, the Democrats have been dumbed down and the Republicans have dumbed themselves down to match. At least the leadership has. I'm speaking, of course, of Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn and the like. Let me give you an example. Here's Beijing Biden. He was sitting up in Canada, and his wife, who boils down we Latinos to, you know, breakfast tacos. That's what we mean to her. She was up there. This is where she made her nonsensical comments about the weather, saying, oh, we apologize in the United States for your warmer weather in Canada. It's like, screw you, Jill Biden. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. I should say, screw you, Dr. Jill Biden. Anyway, Joe Biden's up there, and he's addressing the Canadians. I think he was addressing Parliament, if memory serves. And here's what he said about the good job Canada is doing, according to him. Now, what is Canada doing? Well, they're allowing more illegal aliens to come into their country. So it's not a good job. But Joe Biden loves letting illegal aliens stream into any nation on the planet that is a Western democracy. Have a listen to Joe Biden.
Today, I applaud China for stepping up. Excuse me, I applaud Canada. You can tell what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. And they laughed. The entire place erupted in laughter, going, oh my gosh, can you believe who is leading the United States? Can you believe who is the alleged leader of the free world, Beijing Biden? He mistakes Canada for China. Of course, we all know that Joe Biden and every Democrat trips all over themselves to compliment China. As you could tell, whenever he's giving a compliment, he wants to compliment the communists. But President Trump was in Waco over the weekend. He had some commentary on what Joe Biden had to say. Listen.
And I watched Joe Biden yesterday in the halls of Parliament. Canadian Parliament is beautiful Parliament. And there's Trudeau. with his beautiful wife, and they're sitting there laughing and laughing. They think it's so great because they pulled the wool over his eyes. The deals they made for that guy, I would never have made those deals. I would never. But I watched Joe Biden say, I'd like to thank China. And he's in Canada. And then he goes, oh, because they start screaming at him. The entire room starts laughing. I'd like to thank China. But he's in Canadian Parliament.
Or as Beijing Biden's new brain would call it, Canada.
He said, I mean Canada. The whole place was laughing. They're laughing in our country. We don't want anyone to laugh. Nobody laughed at our country when I ran it, I can tell you that. The only way to stop these arsonists is to rebuke and reject this evil persecution by sending us straight back to the White House to expel the communists and the Marxists and all of them in 2024. And we'll do it in short order.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good to me. Now, President Trump, he was right about when he was in the Oval Office. The world wasn't laughing at the United States. The world was worried about what the United States would do. So Vladimir Putin didn't invade Ukraine. China wasn't going to invade Taiwan because they didn't know what President Trump would do in response to their aggression. They know exactly what Beijing Biden is going to do. Surrender. He knows that Beijing Biden, does Xi Jinping, as does Vladimir Putin, as does the Ayatollah Khomeini, they know he's weak, they know he's a boob, and they know they've bought him off. So they know exactly what Democrats are going to do. But the X factor was President Donald J. Trump. No greater evidence exists of the debauchery of the Biden administration than the open borders. And there has been one leader in the United States who happens to be a governor of one of our 50 states, the biggest state, Texas. He has been acting more like a president because he believes in protecting all Americans from the ravages of illegal immigration than has Joe Biden. Texas Governor Greg Abbott joins me next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero co-pays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, I am pleased as punch to welcome on a man who I have called the actual president of the United States, a man who is behaving more like a president because he actually believes in protecting us from the invasion coming up south of the border, the governor of the great state of Texas, Greg Abbott. Sir, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. Speaking of presidents of the United States, President Trump has been under attack, as you probably well know. And one of the advantages of having you, Governor, is that you've also been an attorney general. You know the law. And these rogue DAs, I think Emperor Palpatine, George Soros, he's found a vulnerability in our system and he's exploiting it. And I know that Texas has legislation right now that is being proposed to rein in these rogue DAs. Give me your thoughts from 30,000 feet up.
Sure. So you mentioned several things that need to be unpacked here. One is the role that George Soros has had to play in all of this that people need to understand is a fact. Just in Texas alone, George Soros has gotten involved in district attorney races in Harris County and Bexar County and other areas across the state, and has been able to put in office people who are not going to follow the law, people who believe in this social justice as opposed to legal justice, and they are allowing very dangerous criminals to go unprosecuted, remain on the street, and it just causes chaos. And so we are working on laws in the state of Texas to hold these rogue district attorneys accountable and even be able to be removed from office if they are going to refuse to enforce the laws of the state of Texas. You know, when someone takes an oath of office to be a district attorney in the state of Texas, they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and laws of the United States and of the state of Texas, and they are failing to do that. And there are consequences for it, and we must ensure that they're going to be enforcing the rule of law.
Now, since you're also an executive, now I would like you to speak to this possibility. If Alvin Bragg in Manhattan goes through with this, or three of the other rogue left-wing Soros DAs around the country, if they go through with this and are successful in politicizing the justice system, it is, in my view, an existential threat to this country, because pretty soon it becomes lawfare, open lawfare between both political parties, political ideologies, and the unity of the United States is forever destroyed. Am I being hyperbolic there, or is there a real danger of that happening?
There is a potential danger, and it seems to be the way the United States is turning. You mentioned, I think, early on in your comment, a lack of trust and confidence in the judiciary, in the legal system, where the legal system is being politicized. And if that happens, the loss of trust and confidence in it will be extraordinary, and it will erode the fundamental tenet of the United States of America, where we were based as a nation on the rule of law as opposed to the rule of men. But also what it threatens to do, if we see this go through in this situation with someone who, if I recall correctly, not only is someone who was put in there by George Soros, but my recollection is that he kind of ran on a campaign or something like that where he was going to use his office to go after political figures. To make a point politically. We could have competing battles for this on an ongoing basis in multiple jurisdictions where elections are decided not in the ballot box, but in the jury box. And that would destroy trust and confidence in our legal system altogether.
Yeah. And by the way, these Soros-funded DAs are busy ignoring real breaches of law by busting down actual felonies into misdemeanors, and you know about this.
Right.
It's happening all over the country. So they want to use their offices as political arms and not to do the job they were hired to do, which, by the way, is the definition of the Democrat Party, doing the job they weren't hired to do. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is our guest right now, folks. And, sir, I want to get back to some policy that's under debate in the session right now. And you and I talk about, and thank you very much for the regular visits, by the way, but we're talking about several policies over several weeks. And the one I want to focus on this week is education, because I'm hearing from a lot of concerned Texans about education freedom and parental school choice. They want assurances from you, from the legislature, that homeschoolers, that faith-based schools, that they will have protections in any bill that you sign, protections in that bill that will prohibit the state money from being used to corrupt homeschooling and parochial schools the way that, frankly, GovEd has been corrupted. Let me give you an example. Homeschoolers and faith-based folks don't want critical race theory principles, LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism, or this gender chaos agenda being forced down their throats the way it's being done in GovEd. Can you tell those concerned parents out there that's not going to happen in any bill you sign?
Yeah, 100% guarantee. One thing that we've done in the state of Texas, we have a very robust and effective homeschool program. And for those who like the way their school program is working, it's going to remain exactly the same and will not be interfered with by the state of Texas whatsoever. One reason that has spurred this demand for school choice in the state of Texas is because of the problems that you just raised, and that is in the public schools that are assigned by the government for parents to take their kids to, they are seeing critical race theory being taught. They're seeing wokeism being taught in one way or another, and it is causing parents to have no choice but to try to find another location for the child to go to school so they can remain sanity in their own family. And that's one reason why I'm pushing so hard. I'm Later on today, I'm going out to Odessa, Texas, for another one of my town halls on school choice. I had one in Cypress, Texas, which is just outside of Houston earlier this week, as well as Austin, Texas. And I'm doing these across the entire state, explaining exactly what we seek to achieve by providing school choice to parents. And it comes down to a very simple factor, and that is the people who matter the most in a child's education are mom and dad. And we are going to empower mom and dad to be in charge of the child's education. And if their kids are being taught to disrespect the United States of America, if they're being taught these wokeism ideas, the parents have every right to remove their child from that school and put them in a school setting or a homeschool setting where they're going to be taught the fundamentals and be able to educate their child without indoctrinating the child.
And Governor, the last thing I want to talk with you, by the way, Governor Greg Abbott is our guest right now here, folks, on the program. And the last thing I wanted to talk with you about, and I said this yesterday and today on the radio show, that I was so honored and overwhelmed by the level of support that Newsmax, my other job, had received with this whole dust up between DirecTV and Newsmax. And then late in the day yesterday, your staff gets in touch with me saying, hey, the governor would like to come on and talk to you about, and I'm not exactly sure what you're going to say, but they want to talk to you about this restoration of a partnership between Newsmax and DirecTV. And I was just blown away by the level of support, not only from you, but other Republicans across the fruited plain and in Texas, making sure that all diverse points of view are put out there to the American public. So I can't thank you enough for reaching out. So what did you want to say about this whole thing?
Well, listen, in a democracy, we must have diverse points of view. And that includes the point of view of conservatives. And for the most part, Newsmax is a conservative-leaning outlet. And I was offended and bothered, as well as many others were, when Newsmax was removed from so many TV stations, pulled down by the parent company, AT&T. And so I looked into the situation and learned that there was basically a stalemate in negotiations with regard to bringing Newsmax back onto the AT&T platform. And so I had staff members in my office reach out to both Newsmax as well as to AT&T to restart conversations and to facilitate negotiations that led to an agreement to get Newsmax back on TV. And so that's a good thing for democracy.
Well, thank you very much for your efforts, Governor. And again, I'm right there with you. I want to echo about diverse points of view being essential to debate. The other side wants to shut it down. And we conservatives, as I pointed out several times, conservatives have a superior ideology in that regard. We believe in debate and making our points heard. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, sir, appreciate the visit as always.
You take care.
That there's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Visit a couple of websites for me. The first one is TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com, they have their eyes toward the border. They have their eyes toward things that are impacting property taxes, other things impacting the state of Texas. They have their eyes on issues that are not just contained in Texas, that have the capacity to affect the entire country. So go to TexasScorecard.com and see what they're up to. Also go to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, which is also heard on the TNT radio network. Also the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax every afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's worth by how much power is reserved for we, the people. See ya.